This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
So you fucked my husband.
Yes, and I am sorry. I am so sorry. The first time it happened, I think we both had too much to drink.
The alcohol blame game. Got it.
No, not a blame, but an admittance that it played a factor.
But when you fucked him in high school, that wasn't enough? You thought what? He's grown now? The dick may be a little what? Bigger? Better? Well, tell me. How was it? And don't just stop with the first time. See, one thing about the arrogance that you mentioned about my husband, he's honest when he needs to be. So go on with the second time you fucked him. Then the third.
Olivia, stop.
No. See, one of my best friends has slept with my husband. And yes, I knew. I've just been waiting on you, March. You were quick enough to ride out with me on the doctor, bitch. Ride with me now. How was it? Did you suck it? He likes that. Did you let him stick it in your ass? Yeah, he likes that too. You a hoe. And I loved you in spite of. The last time he confessed to fucking you, he told me you offered up one of your coworkers to the party. Why you ain't invite me? I mean, he's my husband anyway, right?
Liv,
You a hoe. It's fine. I still love him. And I still love you. Tyrone invited me over for dinner. You want to go?
No.
You see how easy that was? You could have just said the same thing to Michael.
Liv.
Don't.
Liv, wait.
I'll be back later. I have a date.
Okay.
My flight leaves tomorrow at 9:15. I'm going to stay at the hotel tonight. I think that's best. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean for it to happen like this.
She knew. And she still treated me the same.
That's who she is.
I feel like shit. I don't deserve her forgiveness or her friendship. I'll call you when I get to the airport in the morning.
March, you don't have to leave. We can get past this. We always do.
I don't think so.
She just said she knew the entire time.
The hatred she must feel. It's different now because I know she knows. I'm expecting her to what? Pretend like it didn't happen?
Well, you can't do that. But just wait and see what she says when she gets back.
Nah. I'ma go.
Oh, so we staying out all night with men we meet at the local bar?
Tyrone is not just a man I met. He's good people.
Who told you that? His penis?
No. I'm just a pretty good judge of character.
Sit down. Look, I know shit is fucked up right now. I get it. But you cannot add fuel to your fire by continuing to see Tyrone to fight past the pain of what Michael has done. You need to deal with one thing at a time.
Well, I'm done with Michael, so I don't even know why we're having this conversation.
You are not done with your husband, Olivia.
So you didn't like my answer, so you're just going to change it to suit you? I'm divorcing Michael. I have already contacted my attorney. See, what you don't know is he only had one more shot at his family. He blew it. And he knew that. It's way past March and Daphne and Monica and Erica and Abby and Julie, Karen, Coco, Ashley, a stripper named Twyla, and possibly a man named Anthony. I haven't confirmed that just yet. But this marriage has been over. I tried to stay for our kids, but he doesn't care about them. So I can move on and let him deal with another man helping me raise them. Now, where are we going today? March still asleep?
March left last night. She went to a hotel. Her flight leaves in about an hour.
She didn't have to leave. It is what it is. You know, I told her I still love him and her. I expect more from her as my friend and the godmother of my child, but hey, I forgave her a long time ago.
How could you keep this from me, Liv? You're going through all of this by yourself? That's not what we do as friends.
Blue, I may be a lot of things, but I never want to be a burden to anyone. Everyone has their own lives and issues.
But we are more like sisters than anything, okay? You should have never had to deal with all of this by yourself. And I know you're a strong Black woman, but...
I'm fine.
You're not.
What are we doing today?
Deflecting. Okay, fine. I have an appointment at the gun range.
Oh, I've never shot a gun before. Let me shower and change clothes.
No, I said I have an appointment.
We'll make an adjustment for two.
For three, then. Brick is going to be there.
You know I've never met Brick, so this will be great.
No, it won't.
Why?
Because Brick thinks that you're fine.
I am. Look at this ass. Tyrone likes it too. I'm 2 for 2 in Georgia. I might just stay one more week.
Get your ass in the shower. We have to be there at 10.
Wait, what does Brooke look like?
She's beautiful, okay? Stacked in all of the right places. You're missing the point.
She? Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to wear then.
Liv, Brick is off limits.
Why? Is she yours?
No, I just don't mix business with pleasure.
You don't, but I do.
Brick and I have a meeting with the DA after this. I'm dropping you back off at the house, changing clothes, and I'm leaving. So I don't know how much business and pleasure you think you going to mix, heifer. D.A. Clark, thank you so much for stopping by. My partner's on the way, and I promise I'll make it quick. I just want to give you an update. Are you okay?
I found out my fiancé is still married. Bet you didn't know that, Blue. That's the one reason she abandoned this goddamn relationship.
Sir, have you been drinking?
Why not? I'm in love with a woman who's still in love, and she motherfucking married to her ex. Come on now, shit. She lied to me, Blue.
She didn't. I promise. I think you should know the entire story before you start speculating on what happened.
Blue. I think you're fine as a motherfucker.
Excuse me?
I think I want to take you out to dinner. Fuck that, I know. I want to take you out to dinner. I know we're going to make a damn good couple.
I think you're intoxicated and you just need to go home and sleep this off. As a matter of fact, hey, I'll reschedule our meeting and take you home myself.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, come on.
I like that a lot.
You cannot just kiss me, okay? That's not how this works.
Why not?
Sir, stop, okay? With all due respect, I will leave your ass here in this elevator.
Have you ever had sex in the elevator before, Darion Blue?